This podcast has been brought to you by AboveTopSecret.com, Paranormal, and New Age Podcast Feed. The world is a strange, different people experiencing the same. It truly is an interesting study.
How does this work?
I really don't understand.
The will of one
sometimes quest the question. Ask yourself, what am I looking for?
Welcome
to another Scarecrow Report. Have you ever been alone in your room at night, trying to go to sleep, when you suddenly feel something strange? Maybe a presence moving about your room, or perhaps you feel like someone is watching you. These two examples of paranormal phenomenon are sometimes tied to what many would call most commonly a ghost. As well, people will call these specters or shades by many different names. Just like any other entity or being we come into contact with, our reactions and feelings will affect how these specters will react. There are those in this world who would swear up and down that there is no such thing as a ghost. It is hard for many to believe that something could exist without physical form. This is understandable, for most of us are taught at a very young age that everything in life has substance. Encounters with the undead, or any kind of entity, can be frightful, especially for those who have had little or no experience with these sorts of things. Hardly being able to prepare yourself for what you may not even believe in can result in many people not knowing what to do. Ghosts do tend to move around. This is largely the reason for most short-term phenomena. In these cases, where an entity passes through your area of sense, the best way to get rid of it, usually, is to ignore that it's there. In certain circles of study, it is said that like you or me, these spirits need energy to exist and live within this realm. Yet the way they obtain this energy is different than you or I. A ghost is basically an imprint of energy and information left in this realm and dimension, usually having once been a human. While there is some cases of animals becoming spirits, usually there is not enough manipulation of energy to leave a mark strong enough to become a member of the undead. Within the ethereal realm of energy and information which flows around us all, we humans are powerful sources. We send our thoughts of energy and feelings out into the realm around us, connecting with that which we can see, touch, and of course, feel. This, my friends, is why I say, if you encounter such an experience late at night, try to ignore this disturbance of energy, or at least try not to be afraid of whatever it is you may encounter. For many ghosts don't react well to fear or violence. If you are willing to connect with such a being, the first step is to remain calm and try to understand exactly what it is you are dealing with. Do these strange feelings and happenings necessarily mean that whatever is causing them wants to harm you. Can it harm you? Many people's first reaction when it comes to entities of the spectral realm is that they are evil, or that they want to hurt them. While largely in my experience, I would have to say that this is not true. Most of the time.
Stop.
Our fathers were models for God. If our fathers failed, what does that tell you about God?
I am Jack's raging vile thoughts.
Only after we've lost everything, we're free to do anything.
Take your blood.
Some of it, yeah.
I want you to hit it as hard as you can.
This is your life, and it's ending one more at a time.
This conversation is over.
That everyone is having a good time this year at the town's All Hallows Eve Festival. A holiday which is now widely celebrated by many modern cultures and societies. But come, my friend, I must get out of here before anybody recognizes. You see, many of our modern holidays across North America are part of our culture, even though we may not even understand what exactly everyone is celebrating. Morven, it's me. Open up.
What the hell are you doing here?
I know, old friend. I just need to get off the streets for a minute.
Well, you might as well come in. No use standing out on the street.
I appreciate it, my friend.
I swear, one of these days, you're gonna get this boat.
Am I ever glad to be in here?
You know, Teresa, you shouldn't be out in public. Acts like this. Get yourself hurt.
I know. They'll come hunting with their pitchforks and their torches.
It happens all the time. Anyway, would you like a cup of tea?
Yes, I would, actually.
So what are you studying now?
Well, it actually has to do... Thank you.
There you go.
With what's going on outside right now.
I see. And what's that?
Well, in regards to the modern practices of Halloween, they seem to have roots deep in Celtic lore.
Yes, what you speak is true. The people believed on the last day of October that the spirits of the dead could walk amongst the living.
Now, I understand they believe this had to do with the coming of winter, which they thought to be the season of the dead. But what about this giving of food?
Well, they say that the belief was that in order to get rid of these spirits, or demons, that the priests and common folk would offer sacrifices in order to attract them.
I see. And so they used the masks and costumes to then scare the evil away.
Well, something like that. Yes.
Oh, great. Just what I need. Morven, is the door to the tunnel open?
Go away! Yes, it is.
Okay, you stall him while I try and get out of here. You going to be okay?
Don't worry about me. Run! Now!
Well, that's it for now. Remember, friends, try and find understanding in anything yourself. And don't take what anyone else says as being the final word. This is Terrellian the Scarecrow, signing off.